Thank you, Diana, and choir, and Mark, and Taylor, and ushers, and sound man, and security team, and all of you for being here. Thank you. Until Christ Comes, song that perfectly ties in with communion. We're to do this, the Lord Jesus said, in remembrance of me, and we're to do it until he comes. Perfect. Last week, if you were here, I picked on blonde girls, thanks to Larry Davis. Larry Davis handed me this note, actually emailed it to me. I printed it off, same thing anymore. Well, Larry says, we all knew that someday there would be some blonde jokes about men. That day is now. So girls, here's your revenge. If you don't remember the one about the girls last week on each side of the river, you can talk to me after church. I'll remind you. Thanks, Larry. This is fun. A blonde man is in the shower, and his wife shouts, "Did you find the shampoo?" He answers, "Yes, but I'm not sure what to do. It's for dry hair, and mine's already wet." A blonde man spies a letter lying on his doormat. It says on the envelope, "Do not bend." He spends the next 2 hours trying to figure out how to pick it up. A blonde man shouts frantically into the phone, "My wife is pregnant and her contractions are only 2 minutes apart." "Is this her first child?" asks the doctor. "No," he shouts, "this is her husband." There's more here, but you're going to have to come back another week. I won't get through the whole list today, and we got to do communion. So Proverbs chapter 1, please. Proverbs are God's guidelines for skillful living. They are picturesque, pointed, practical precepts to give us insight into life and living. Given to us through Solomon, about 1,000 years before Jesus, what a blessing to be able to study the Proverbs. God is mentioned 87 times in this book of 31 chapters, and we are told very clearly that the foundation of wisdom is the fear of the Lord and faith in Him. If you join me at Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, "The fear of the Lord, respect for God, regard for Him, realization that He is, and He's a rewarder of those who seek Him," Hebrews 11:6. "The fear of the Lord, recognition of God, is the beginning of knowledge." That's the starting place for wisdom. The rest of the verse, chapter 1, verse 7, says, "But fools despise wisdom and discipline." In honor of what yesterday is nicknamed, our person in Proverbs this week, and this is our ninth Sunday morning in the book, is the fool. In Proverbs, the fool obviously is opposite of the person who has wisdom, knowledge, understanding from above. Did anybody play an April Fool's trick on anybody yesterday, or did anybody play one on you? Yesterday morning, a church member played one on me, and I fell for it. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because it makes me feel foolish. Anyway, so in honor of April Fool's weekend, we'll do the fool today, and we have to be selective because the fool is mentioned over 50 times in the book of Proverbs, also that we don't have to be fools or live our lives in a foolish manner. God is so good. He loves us so much, as Brother Roger was talking about. Thanks, Roger, for the scripture reading. God cares so much that He warns us about living a foolish life. Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 10:4 says, "In pride and in wickedness, because of self and sin, In pride and in wickedness, the fool does not seek God. In all of his thoughts, there is no room for God. It's interesting, the Hebrew word for fool in the book of Proverbs and also through most of the Old Testament is a word that not so much means mentally deficient, but a fool is morally deficient. Also, the term in Proverbs is applied the simple person. And again, the idea of a person being simple-minded is a person who is without direction in his life and who is also inclined to evil. So keep in mind, when God talks about a simple-minded person or a foolish person in Proverbs, it's not so much that you're mentally deficient, you're morally deficient. And to the degree, or if you're considering it a mental deficiency, it's a deficiency of regard for God. It's a failure to give God first place in your thoughts and in your thinking. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. What is a fool? A fool is a person who despises God and his authority and his advice. How long will you simple ones, Proverbs 1:22, love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Proceed through life as if God isn't there and God doesn't matter and his advice and his authority are not regarded. Look at verse 29. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, remember the fear of the Lord is the starting place for wisdom. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. What we sow, we reap. Our choices have consequences. When we choose not to care about knowing God or having knowledge of God and His Word, when we go our own way away from Him, we will eat the fruit of our decision. Look at verse 32. For the waywardness of the simple, remember, a simple person is one without moral compass, without moral direction. A simple person is one who is inclined to evil. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. And look at the contrast in verse 33. But whoever listens to me, that is the Lord and his word and the wisdom he offers, but whoever listens to me, the Lord's wisdom, that person will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Can you imagine if we had to go through life from beginning to end with not one instruction from God on where we came from, where we're going, why we're here, and how we're to live while we're here? I mean, I grew up with biblical instruction. I have enjoyed biblical instruction all my life. There have been times that I have not followed it as closely as I should, and I regret that, and I repent of that. But I have had the benefit and the blessing of the Lord's wisdom from His Word in my life all along. And I shudder, and I mean that seriously, I shudder to think that if I had grown up from the beginning and still continued in my life at age 58 without any knowledge of Jesus and what He has to say in His Word, what choices might I have made? What things might I have done? What decisions may I have lived by? God in His grace has given us all His wisdom, His advice, His authoritative instructions so that we don't have to live our lives foolishly. And all around us in the world are people who live their lives foolishly. And remember, in Proverbs and in the Old Testament, a fool is more morally deficient than mentally. And if he is mentally deficient, the deficiency is in the knowledge of God and His Word. Whoever listens to me, verse 33, will live in safety and be at ease without fear and harm. And I thank God for what He has saved me from that could have been, except for His grace in my life, His love and His goodness that Roger read about earlier. Chapter 10, verse 23, what does a fool do? What does a fool do? A fool is a person who does not have faith in the Lord, does not fear the Lord, does not regard the Lord and His Word. And so as a result, what does a fool do? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23. A fool finds pleasure in evil conduct, but a man of understanding delights in wisdom. A fool finds pleasure in evil. There's all kinds of evil in our world, and there's all kinds of foolish people doing all kinds of foolish experimentation and involvement in all types of evil. You know, recently I saw again where somebody had gone along a road here in Springfield and bashed all the mailboxes up and down the road. You ever seen that happen before? There's nothing new under the sun. I remember when I was in high school at the largest high school in the state of Oklahoma at that time, Tulsa Hale, and I played basketball. I had some fellow basketball players. You'd have thought that school and basketball would have kept them busy enough, but I had some fellow teammates who used to like to go out in their cars with baseball bats, even though they were basketball players, and they would brag and joke and laugh about going up and down the roads in Tulsa bashing people's mailboxes. That's nothing new. That's 40 years ago. A fool finds pleasure in evil conduct. A fool finds pleasure in evil entertainment too. Yeah. But a man of understanding delights in God's wisdom, delights in God's word. We have plenty of fellow citizens today who foolishly find pleasure in evil and being entertained by evil. It's not healthy for us as individuals or as a society. Chapter 13, verse 19. What does a fool do? Proverbs 13, verse 19. A longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. Having righteous desires, righteous goals, and seeing those things fulfilled is sweet. The contrast to that is fools who seek satisfaction from evil, from sin. Fools detest turning from evil. What is turning from evil? It's called repentance. Fools detest repentance from sin. Is what I'm doing wrong? Yes, it's wrong, but I sure do like it, and I'm not going to stop. When I know I'm on a wrong path, and I know what I'm doing is wrong, and I refuse to turn from that, I am being very foolish. In chapter 10, verse 23, what does a fool do? He enjoys sin. In chapter 13, verse 19, what does a fool do? He continues to enjoy his sin and will not repent of it or turn from it. Chapter 14, verse 16, a wise man fears the Lord. This is all through Proverbs. A wise man fears the Lord. When people leave God out of their life, They have missed the starting place for living a life of wisdom. Because the reason we're created is to know God and to enjoy Him forever. We're created in His image for fellowship with Him. You leave God out, what's the purpose in life? A wise man fears the Lord, and because he respects God and God's righteousness, he shuns evil. Wise people shun sin and evil. But on the contrast, 14:16, a fool is hot-headed and reckless. So what are we learning from Proverbs? Fools like sin. Fools like to keep on keeping on in their sin. Fools are recklessly out of control when it comes to sin. They live a life of sin, a reckless life, a foolish life. Chapter 15, verse 2. What does a fool like to do? The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of a fool gushes folly. Okay, let's add another one. What is a fool like according to the Lord in Proverbs? A fool is a person who loves to sin. A fool is a person who loves to continue sinning and not confess it or repent of it or turn from it. A fool is the one who recklessly lives his life in sin. And guess what else he likes to do? He likes to sell it to others. Do you see that at the end of verse 2? The mouth of a fool gushes folly. Misery loves company. I remember on one occasion the guys asked me to go with them bashing mailboxes. Thankfully, that's not something I did. But fools love to spread their foolishness. So a fool loves to contaminate the people around him with his folly. First Corinthians 15:33 says, bad company corrupts good morals. Fools love to spread their foolishness. Chapter 17, verse 10. A rebuke impresses a man of discernment. Do you like to be corrected? I don't like to be corrected. But if we're discerning, we'll receive that correction in humility and we'll honestly ask what merit there is in it and we'll proceed to apply the correction. But look at the last half of 17:10. More than 100 lashes a fool. What's it talking about? A fool refuses correction. A fool refuses instruction. A fool, you can give him 100 lashes to try to straighten him out, and he still rebelliously runs his own foolish course. We've had 45 foster children in our home over the years, and little Remy right now, 9 months old, such a delight. She's going to be adopted by a relative family in Chicago who are really looking forward to having her. And we've had foster children that fit into our home so well and were such a delight, and I've had some foster children in my home that it didn't matter what I tried to do to control them, It just seemed like nothing would correct them. A fool is a person who refuses correction and instruction and redirection, refuses to confess or repent or change. It doesn't matter if you beat them and beat them and beat them. A fool is the person who finally gets parole and goes right out and does the same thing all over again, refuses correction. No matter what, he won't repent. He won't change. Chapter 26, verse 11. We say every week the Proverbs are picturesque. Have you witnessed this before? I have. I bet our veterinarian has. Proverbs 26:11, let this one stick with you, or better, don't let it. As a dog returns to its vomit, that is so gross to watch, so a fool will repeat his folly over and over and over again in the face of God, in the face of others. A fool will act foolish and do it repeatedly. It's interesting, I'll read it for you from Hebrews 12, this exhortation about habitual sin, besetting sins. Do you remember this? Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, people whose God's grace has changed their lives, since we're surrounded by all these testimonies of how God's grace can change your life, let us throw off, Hebrews 12:1, everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us get rid of our besetting sins. Let us throw off anything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. The fool just keeps on, keeping on, keeping on in his foolishness, his ignorance about God and God's instructions. He just refuses to repent. Chapter 13, verse 20. By the way, besides this topic coming up because of the nickname for April 1st, it also fits communion time, because communion time is a time to reflect on all that the Lord has done for us, to repent of any sin in our life, and to rejoice that He forgives us. We don't want to be foolish as we approach communion. If you've got a problem in your life, attitude, words, deeds, whatever, it's a good time to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Fill me with your Spirit. Free me from my foolishness. Help me to be a fruitful Christian. This fits communion really well. Proverbs 13 and verse 20. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Count on it. Again, bad company, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, corrupts good morals. You hang out with fools who are doing foolish things, and their foolishness will rub off on you. Increasingly, we live in a foolish society full of people doing foolish things against God, in the face of God, and we need to be in the Word and having the wisdom of God to be discerning that no matter what direction modern society goes, I'm going to follow Jesus in wise living. Look at it again, Proverbs 13:20. He who walks with wise grows wise. Let's be wise together. Let's seek the Lord together. Let's serve the Lord together. Let's be wise together, not because we're so smart, but because we are sinners who have humbled ourselves and accepted the grace of God in our lives and are allowing Him to turn us around and to change us into the image of Christ. Verse 20, it ends with, "A companion of fools suffers harm." Does it matter the company you keep? You better believe it does. Bad company corrupts good morals. That's true at every age and in every situation. Proverbs also says a fool hurts his dad. Proverbs says a fool is a grief to his mother. A fool is harmful to any company he keeps. So, what can be done for a fool? Well, first thing to do is to determine not to be one. No matter how many people are doing, saying, thinking, acting, behaving foolishly around us, determine not to be a fool yourself. God help us. Pray for people around you who are living foolish lives apart from God. And then seek to instruct and correct. But Proverbs says several places, if you're praying for somebody who's foolishly living in sin and you're seeking to help them and they refuse to be helped, then flee them. Get away from them. What do you do with a fool? Number one, you decide, I'm not going to be one myself. You pray for people around you who need our prayers. You can seek to share wisdom and instruction and to correct them. But if a fool refuses to repent of his foolishness, then you're supposed to flee from them, because if you keep companionship with fools, it will harm you. Wow. What is a fool in the Bible? He's morally deficient. And mentally deficient in the sense that he ignores God and has no room for God in his thoughts. Lord, help us. And I pray today that if there's anybody here who is struggling with besetting, continuing sins, that you would help us to wisely be honest with you and humble before you. Lord, forgive us our ongoing sin problems and help us to take your advice and by the power of your Holy Spirit, help us, Lord, to break free from the sin that so easily entangles us. Lord, it's our prayer that you would keep us from foolish ways and help us to follow you closely and to walk in your ways instead, to enjoy you, to honor you, to love you because you first loved us. Lord, if there's anyone here today that has never embraced you as their personal Savior, I pray right now you would help them to make that decision. Lord, I pray that you would help each of us to recognize that we have a sin problem and that we need a Savior. Lord, we know full well that if we could save ourselves, you would not have had to come and die and rise again for us. We thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Lord, forgive our foolishness and thank you that you're faithful to cleanse us. Lead us in wisdom that we might lead lives based on your knowledge and knowing you. Lives of understanding and discernment and integrity. Lord, thank you for the authority and the advice of your word. Thank you for the Proverbs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand, please. Take out your hymn book to 255. Jesus paid it all. 255, please.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin and left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Thank you. Please be seated.